The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Happy 4th of July to you and my friends all across our great country. The Declaration of Independence. What is the story behind the 4th of July? We celebrate American independence today. We often think of July 4th, 1776, as a day that represents the Declaration of Independence and the birth of the United States of America as an independent nation. But July 4th, 1776, wasn't the day that the Continental Congress decided to declare independence. They did that on July 2nd of 1776. So it wasn't the day we started the American Revolution either. That happened to be back in April of 1775. And it wasn't the day that Thomas Jefferson wrote the first draft of the Declaration of Independence, which was in June of 1776. So what did happen on July 4th of 1776? I found this curious. You know, it's one of those things we just tend to assume is one way versus another. In my first segment today, I'll chat with you what actually happened on July 4th, 1776. Also, how did it become a national holiday? And plus, we'll talk with Stuart Rosenthal and Todd Schatzer from Hawkins Electric. We'll be back in. The 4th of July edition of the Eric Stewart Show continues right after this.